Peace be to you. Into the problem of evil. Let us begin with a question.
Kia ora, nā mai, hara mai to another episode of Curiously Catholic, the Evangelion podcast. We are continuing on the mission to seek out and explore new life. That's a different mission. We are continuing on the mission to evangelize the whole of New Zealand by bringing high quality speakers and Catholic content to you, so then you can do the work that we were called to do in the gospel in the end of Matthew, go forth and make disciples of all nations. In the last few weeks, I've been doing a few night shifts. We had my mum over in the UK, so it's been a bit chaotic. I've missed a few weeks of podcasting, but I'm back and better than ever. I've got a few things lined up, which are quite exciting, in an interview with none other than Shana Lorando. You may know her as Valère. She's putting out some great music out into the world. She's got a new EP coming up, and she just released a great single about motherhood, about her daughters, and it's just a great video. I believe it's called Lily's Story or something. Go check it out on YouTube, and I'll put a link below so you can get straight to it. I believe she's also on Spotify, but I am not great at technology, as you might be able to see. Everything's not very, if you're watching, the video's not great, and I don't know why. So if you know anything about videography and stuff, get in contact with me and tell me what I'm doing wrong. But getting back onto the mission, this week I've been having some great conversations with some amazing people. A few shout outs to be shouting out. We've got Ubi, who is one of my colleagues at work, and she's listened to the last episode and commented on it. I will get back to you, Ubi, but I don't know how. And I've been having great conversations with her at work about faith and all sorts of great things. Also, a good friend of mine, Bridget, we had a good conversation, and a guy from church called Ruben. So if you want to have good conversations with me, get in touch. There's a link below. If you click on that link and you type in your details, I will get in touch with you. We will go for a coffee and we will talk about how we can make this mission a reality, how you can help out, how I can help you, help me, help you, help Jesus get this mission on the go. So the mission of Evangelion, as I mentioned, is about bringing the gospel, but it starts with you. And this is what I was talking with Bridget about. It starts with us, with you, with me, and just with the people around us, our circle of influence. And I'm going to talk a bit in this episode about holiness and how that's part of it, but it also links into what we were talking about in the last episode about contemplation, imaginative prayer, and putting yourself in a situation where you're able to be in those places. So, without further ado, let's get on with some Catholic life. Okay, so about, how many weeks ago was it? Whose birthday party did we have recently? Was it Lucy? No, it was Jemima's. Jemima's birthday. I had a friend come over, and she asked me a question. She was like, how do you be holy? And I thought, you know what, that's a great question for a great podcast. I said, listen to my last episode on contemplative prayer. And she said, oh, who did you do it with? And I said, it was just me. And she said, oh. It's okay, we're still friends, but it got me thinking. It's like, that's a great question, and I think I might know something about it, because recently I've been reading this book, The Bible. You might have heard of it, and you see the story of salvation, which is the story of holiness. Because first off, what is holiness? What is sanctity? It's to be set apart. It's a consecration. It's to live in a particular way that is oriented in a particular direction. And the Bible is all about that. We hear it from the very beginning to the very end. It's about forming a people in a particular way that is contrary to the culture that we're part of, that is going in the opposite direction, and or, you know, just not going anywhere. And to be holy is to be in that mess in a way that is contrary to that, but not, you know, destructive to it, like God. And I think the idea of holiness is kind of terrifying, because also it feels like it's so unattainable. We listen to like saints like Padre Pio, and it's like, yeah, so there's a guy flying in his airplane and he saw Padre Pio's face in the clouds. It's like, yeah, how am I going to do that? Or like he bilocates or he levitates, or like St. Joseph of Cupertino. Apparently he would be saying Mass, and at consecration he would levitate to the ceiling of the church and stay there for an hour. People would leave and come back, so then he can continue with the Mass, because he's just up there for so long. So there's all these crazy stories about saints, and that's what holiness is. So I just need to, you know, levitate when I'm consecrating the Eucharist, and I just need to have my face appear in the clouds and bilocate and give really sound advice to people. Cool. But then we've also got saints that are a little less spectacular, but like in their stories, but like just as spectacular in their lives. Like we have Saint Therese of Lisieux, story of a soul, just a little girl that loves flowers. And then we've got that should be a stream of videos, like badly explained saint stories. Saint Therese of Lisieux, she's a saint, she just loves flowers. But also Saint Joseph, you know, famously didn't say much. So, you know, you don't got much to go off. You do have these miraculous stories, but I think they've been put to bed a bit with, like, you know, the building of the staircase for the sisters, you know. But he was ages after he was dead, so we don't need to worry about it. We're in heaven by the time we're doing that. Just taking stories about Josh, how he defended the Christians against some atheists after he died when he was in heaven. That's what the stories we'll hear about. No? Josh is just over here, just so you know. I'm not just talking to myself. Anyway,
I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, oh, very good. It's not paying attention to me, like you guys. Anyway, so we're talking about holiness, and it seems so unattainable. And we hear things in the Bible from Jesus like be holy, be perfect as your Holy Father is perfect. It's like, oh, so we just need to be perfect. Great. So what can we do to be holy? So there's this book that I have read a couple of times. He's got a bunch of DVDs out. You might have heard of him, Bishop Barron, Word on Fire. The first book that I read of his was this book, Catholicism, A Journey to the Heart of Faith. It's a great book, highly recommend it. It's a great starter. It gives you a lot of, it's just kind of a good overview of faith. It's like, why is Catholicism good? And there's lots of great lines which have been super helpful for me in understanding my faith and going deeper in my faith. Like, you know, one of the lines is, Catholicism, the whole of Catholicism is about this one line, which is, it all Catholicism is doing is, it's a keenness to prolong the incarnation. So why do we do what we do? It's because we're just trying to prolong the fact that the incarnation happened, which is God became man. We've got the Eucharist, we've got the Mass, we venerate Mary, we venerate saints, so we're talking about divinized bodies. People, our bodies are holy and incarnated, and that's important, and God became incarnated, and you can go deep into that. Anyway, so that's just a bit on this book, which I highly recommend. Read this. But from that book, he also quotes lots of saints. I don't know if the guy's a saint or just a scholar, but Søren Kierkegaard, he has this line, if I can find it. I couldn't find it in the book. I definitely read it in this book, and I found places where Bishop Barron has said it since. However, I can't find the line exactly of what he says about it, because I thought, why am I going to talk about what Søren Kierkegaard has said when I don't really know how to say his name, and Bishop Barron has already said heaps of really good stuff about him. So the quote from Søren Kierkegaard is, to be a saint is to will the one thing. And what the bishop goes on about after this is, he says, doesn't mean to say you are only doing one thing. Because also, I guess that's the fear with going into holiness, which, It's a fear of, oh, I have to get rid of all the things that I like. I have to get rid of all the fun things, and I have to only pray. And I have to only do the rosary. I have to only go to Mass. And you're just limiting my life so much, and it's going to ruin my relationships. And, I mean, those things might happen a little bit in life. I mean, we've just been through Lent, which is about entering into the desert and pulling away all those things which are getting in the way. So there is an element of getting rid of things in our life. But it's more about orienting our lives in a particular direction, making sure it's about the one thing. And what is the one thing? It's God. So like I said, we went through Lent, and in that process we went into a desert time where we didn't have all the things that we have taken to lean on as crutches, like sweet foods and TV and you know, warm showers. And we took those things away, not because those things are bad, but because we make them bad by holding them in the wrong place. So we want to take those things away so we can refocus on the one thing that is important, and that is God. And when we do that, we learn more things, because God is active in our lives. And he's active in our lives so that we can interact with him and he can interact with us. And I think the great thing is also with, like, you don't need to be like a theologian in order to be a holy person. I guess the basis of theology is just talking about God. And so as long as you've got a mouth and you're willing to think and talk, you can be a theologian in that sense. But yeah, so we will reduce our lives a little bit, take a few things away, but we won't miss them. We'll find a deeper joy, which is found in the source of joy, which is God. And so holiness isn't that much of a scary thing, really. And I was talking the other day with my friend Bridget, as I mentioned, and I was saying how if we could reduce it to a few things. So, like, if you want to have a healthy life, you want to be a healthy person, you need three basic things. You need good sleep, you need to eat well, and you need to exercise. Now, I'm not saying you need to be Dwayne Johnson and be really buff in the gym 24/7. That's not what I mean by exercise. It's just you need to have an active lifestyle. And when I say, you know, eat well, I don't mean you need to be a vegan or you need to be some sort of like intermittent fasting carnivore diet guy. You just need to eat, you know, well. You know, what is good for you? Eat those things. Don't eat things that are bad for you. And sleep well, it means go to sleep at a reasonable hour, wake up at a reasonable hour. Now, obviously, we can't do all those things all the time. If you've got children, sleep's not going to happen. I say if, when. We should all have children. Children are great. Anyway, so when you have children, you're not going to be able to sleep as well. You might not be able to exercise in the same way that you used to. And so we have to keep changing these things. So, but like going into holiness is it's a similar thing. What is the eat well, sleep well, and exercise of holiness? Well, the exercise is, you know, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. You have to take time apart for God, which is prayer, and you need to interact with the world, which is almsgiving, and you need to, well, as part of prayer, fasting, go deeper in your prayer, which is fasting. And like when I was talking about the contemplative prayer, we have these things like the rosary and like various chaplets and novenas and stuff, and they're great and they really are, but we need to use those as ways to get into a place where we can contemplate the reality of God. So one of the things I love about the rosary is I would look up images of the mysteries and I would contemplate those because I'm a very visual person. I think humans typically are quite visual. And so I would contemplate the images and what they were thinking as I was doing the decade. I'm not great at reading, although I did read that whole book that I showed you earlier. So then that helps me get into an imaginative state. Or I think, you know, we're talking about the resurrection. I think of the time in the tomb. It's like when they walked into the tomb, what did they experience? What did it feel like? What did it smell like? And I just think about it, and that's just imagination. That's a human thing that we have that we can use to enter into a point of contemplation. So that's the prayer, and I'll probably talk more about that in another episode because, you know, prayer is a pretty big thing, and I talked about it in the last episode. So that's exercise. Eat well. Receive the Eucharist. Receive the Eucharist, go before the Eucharist. Seek out the Eucharist. That is our food. One of my favorite stories in the Bible, I'm probably going to talk about this ad nauseum. If you listen to this podcast enough, you're going to know the story well. It's in the Book of Kings. It's Elijah. He's just defeated the gods of Baal. He's run into the desert because Queen Jezebel terrifies him, which makes no sense if you think about it. And he hides under a tree and he falls asleep. He says to him, God, take my life, falls asleep. An angel wakes him up and feeds him two or three times. And then he goes into the desert where he meets God in the still small voice. And so when we're eating well, we're being fed on God. We're being fed on the Eucharist. And this pattern that Elijah goes through, it's a rest, it's an eat well, it's resting and eating well, and then going out so that you're ready to take on the world. So you're going out into that time of prayer, which is the time in the desert where then he meets God in the still small voice in the mountains. So we have these examples. So we've got the eat well, sleep well, and exercise. Prayer, fasting, almsgiving, and entering into that example. We have another three things that I was thinking about as I was thinking about this. Looking at the Bible, we're looking at the story of the holy people of God, the Israelites. We can narrow it down to three things again. If we're looking at what they do, what happens to them, so then they're brought to a place of holiness where they can commune with God. It's a case of where we got do what you're told, remember where you came from, and walk forward in God. So do what you're told. The Bible tells us what the way is. The way before Jesus got here was setting ourselves apart by certain practices and then listening to what Jesus says, the Beatitudes, this is the way. Follow Jesus. Do what you're told. Remember where you came from. Again, it's going back to the Bible, listening to the story of salvation. I think it's very easy to forget that the Bible happened, because it was so long ago. Like, even within the Bible, like Abraham to, you know, Moses was, for Moses, that was ages ago. They'd forgotten Abraham. They'd forgotten Joseph, you know? And then at the end of Joshua, they'd forgotten Moses. So within the Bible, they'd forgotten where they came from. And we can see what happened. They just go into their own desires and passions. And I'm just going through a book of Judges at the moment, which I'm going to have a podcast about with Josh about. It's awful. It's an awful book, but it's great because it shows us humanity. Remember where we came from. We came from a place where God wanted to be with us, and he gave us a way to be with him. And we need to read the story to know our history, and our history starts in Genesis. And then we need to walk forward with God. And this is the prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. This is the going into your workspaces, going into areas with your friends, having community, and loving one another as he has loved us. The Bible tells us that they will know who you are by the way that you love one another. So let's just go out and love each other. You know, that's something that I try to do. I try to do it at home. I try to do it at work. It's just love the people around you. To the point where they're like, why is he so happy? Like, one of the comments I always hear is like, Dom, I love your energy. And the energy isn't because I'm hopped up on drugs. The energy is because I set my life in order in a certain way so that when the energy is needed, I have it. Our life is about orienting our life, living in a way that is oriented towards the one thing, God. So if you want to be holy, and I think we all do, it's what we're called to be, look at our lives. Holiness isn't merely praying a rosary. It isn't merely fasting on Fridays. It's changing your whole life, which sounds big, but fortunately we've got our whole lives to do it. So if I can encourage you to do anything, it's to live life on purpose. Think about how you live and how you want to live. How do you want to be? And start trying to be that person today. If I can orient my life well, what would I do? What's the, you know, Jordan Peterson says, you know, what's this first smallest step I could take? Be humble and say, okay, I'm just going to wake up half an hour earlier or whatever the thing is. I'm just going to pray one decade of the rosary. But then keep thinking about it. Keep going deeper. Seek that relationship and change the things in your life that, even though they're nice, you actually don't like. You prefer other things. And it's just a case of choosing one thing over the other. It's not saying you're not allowed to do these things. It's saying, I want to do these things, and therefore I can't do the things that aren't good for me. So, be holy, seek God, and subscribe to Evangelion. Like this podcast, share it, and subscribe. Get involved. Click on the link below. Look up my friend Shana, see the music she's putting out. And in the next episode, we're going to be talking a bit about our relationship to God as the craftsman, and he's the creator. So stay tuned for that, and it's going to be a great episode. So get involved. Let's change the world. God bless.